This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Reyes G. Mattis, date of birth November the 15th, 1969. Case ID number is 557-0525. Date of exam, May the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Bravo Medical Center, dated 2/28/23 and 10/17/22. Identifying information, this is a 53-year-old divorced and remarried male with 8 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of brain aneurysm in 2017, decreased vision, headaches, and decreased memory and speech. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked as a pipe feeder for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, brain aneurysm / cerebrovascular accident times three. Number four, decreased vision. Number five, headaches. And number six, decreased memory and speech. History of allegations, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does suffer from nephropathy and diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands. The claimant checks his blood glucose 2 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 200 to 500 milligrams / DL. He does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was. He is presently taking metformin 1,000 milligrams BID and pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD. He does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but states that he has had 3 cerebral vascular accidents since 2014, along with nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 150 over 107 mmHg, which is high. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD and amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. His blood pressure does not appear to be well controlled at this moment. Number three, brain aneurysm with cerebral vascular accident times three. The claimant states that in 2014, he started to have cerebral vascular accidents. And then he states that in December of 2017, he was sent to doctor's hospital at the Renaissance for a ruptured brain aneurysm. He was hospitalized for 10 days, and he presented with weakness of both sides, with decreased balance, decreased coordination, and decreased vision. The claimant also had dysarthria, and his mental status was confused with decreased memory and cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild right hemiparesis, decreased balance, normal vision, normal speech at this time, but decreased mental status with decreased memory. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb three steps, comma, and he did not present with an assisted device. He is right-handed dominant and can write with his left hand, comma, use a coffee cup with his left hand, and lift approximately 10 pounds with the left hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He was diagnosed with a left basal ganglia hemorrhagic lesion with varying ages of blood within the lesion. His condition was guarded secondary to the amount of associated edema as being atypical. He also had a possible underlying hemorrhagic metastasis or primary lesion of a vascular lesion such as cavernous hemangioma was also considered as differential diagnoses. His condition is stable at this time, but guarded secondary to him having approximately 3 strokes at this time. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states since December of 2017, he has had decreased vision of his peripheral as well as his night vision. He does not wear glasses at this time and suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and multiple cerebral vascular accidents. He has problems with both eyes and his Snellen vision was OD uncorrected, 20/50, pinhole 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50, and pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. He does not wear glasses at this time. His condition appears to be stable and may benefit from an evaluation from an optometrist. Allegation number 5, headaches. The claimant states that since 2014, he has had severe headaches, more likely than not coming from hypertension and cerebral vascular accidents. He states that the character of the pain is like an ant biting sensation on the right parietal and occipital area of his brain. He states it can last for approximately 2 hours, and he feels it every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesia, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, and occasional poor vision. He was diagnosed with headaches secondary to a brain aneurysm and cerebral vascular accident. His condition appears to be stable at this time. The claimant states that he takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, Q4 hours, PRN for his headaches, which do help him with the pain. Daily activities. The claimant states that he watches TV occasionally and goes to the grocery store with his wife, but likes to sit outside. He does not sleep during the day, help with housework, cook, or do the laundry at this time. As noted, his limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb up three steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, but because of the stroke, can only use his left hand to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, or lift approximately 10 pounds with his left hand only. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Lionel Grandu. He states he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams Q4 hours, but does no other physical activity. Family history. Father is 90 and has hypertension. His mother is 86 and suffers from coronary artery disease, coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3, and has a pacemaker. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, fenofibrate 145 milligrams QD, pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD, Tylenol 500 milligrams Q4 hours PRN for headaches, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, and amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, acute kidney injury, comma, obesity, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, history of brain aneurysm with cerebral vascular accident times 3, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, headaches, comma, and decreased vision. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any deliriums or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 177 pounds. Height 5 feet 7 3/4 inches tall. BP 151/99 mmHg. Second reading 150/107 mmHg. Heart rate 81 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 27. General. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. Internal auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to a neurological? The claimant was alert and fairly oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have decreased clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellum? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was fair. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is mildly decreased range of motion of the right shoulder and decreased motor and sensory findings of the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was normal bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he did not present with an assistive device, but would probably benefit from a cane. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, make a full grip, fist, and pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremity, and plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right upper and lower extremity, where the claimant does have a mild hemiparesis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normally. There is abnormal grip strength of plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right upper and lower extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to mild decreased cognitive and memory loss. And does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a ruptured brain aneurysm with mild right upper and lower hemiparesis. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Reyes G. Matis.